If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
God wanted family. That's why he made the commandment of honor your mother and father the first one with a promise. He puts it right in the middle of the 10 because it's your parents that teach you how to honor God, and it's your parents that teach you how to deal with your brothers and sisters. Amen. When we abolish the family, the church will die. Amen. And so the Holy Spirit cannot flow in a church that is representative of a culture that's contrary to God. Amen. If you notice, when Paul teaches Timothy, and Timothy apparently had some folks who desired to be bishops, who desired to be leaders, Paul didn't tell Timothy to question their theology. Paul said, look at their home life. He said, if he's not the husband of one wife, this isn't to suggest, anything out of the way. He was just simply saying they should have one wife. He wasn't saying they couldn't be divorced, and because if you're divorced, you don't have a wife or a husband. You're divorced. Now, the reasons are between you and God, but if you have one wife, that's all you have. And believe me, that's all you need. Amen. I think that you are clinically insane. I can't use the word crazy because that's not a clinical thing, but when you look in the book we use to identify crazy behaviors, having double relationships with women, it's nuts. And again, you don't see women doing much of that. Now, today you see a little bit more of an aggressiveness with the woman because, again, the culture has so changed. But it wasn't the woman that did that in most cases. It was the man. Why? Because women were a little more committed. They're committed to relationships. They're committed. And a man can't handle that. When a man says, I love you, there's no twinkle in his eye. When a woman says, I love you, her teeth shine. Everything about her changes. Everything about her changes. She hums. She sings. She floats. A man says, I love you, I love you. It's a task. Yeah, I love you. A woman says, I love you. It's like every part of me loves you. She wants to cuddle. She wants to sit next to you on the sofa. She wants to talk to you through the door of the bathroom. She just everything. And man don't want to do that. That's why when she's jilted, she'll kill you. You jilt a man, he just go pick up another one. You jilt the woman, she'd be at your front door. Excuse me? Yeah, I need to talk to you. Well, we need to talk about it. It's over. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no. No, no. You just having a moment. Oh, no, 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 no. See, but we laugh about it and we say, oh, well, there's something wrong. There's nothing wrong with her. It's because she's going with that emotion. She gives, and God made her that way. Why? To help us. Because we are emotional infants. We don't know how to love. We don't know how to do all that stuff. My wife, I would come home and she'd run to the door. Hi, how was your day? I don't have an answer. I don't know how the blooming day was. It was all right. I don't know. I talked to Martin and Aaron. That gives you an idea. I don't know. But it's important. And she wants to talk all the time about everything. Why? It ain't necessary. I'm watching Blue Bloods. She pulls up a chair. What you think about? Danny's chasing the perp down the aisle. Frank's on the phone trying to get a warrant. You want to know what I think about? Thank God for Rewind. She comes home. I don't ask how her day was. But when I hear that garage door go up, my heart goes, yeah. But when she comes in, how was your day? That would be so out of character. She'd probably have a massive heart attack. Then I'd have to lay hands on her and bring her back. Because I said, God, you can't take her away. I don't know how to function. I don't know where anything is. I don't know where the pots are. I know they're down there somewhere. But see, that's how God made it. God said it's not good for us to be alone. I'm going to give you a helper. All right, watch now. All my married guys are like, yeah, amen, amen. The single guys are like, well, you mean I got to look forward to that? Yes. Because if you, I'm not teaching marriage, but watch this. So when you go back to chapter 4, he says, this is what you do. You walk worthy of the vocation with all lowliness and meekness, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Why? How do you learn that? At home. At home, you learn how to keep unity in church by keeping it at home. People who have volatile homes will have that same attitude in church. The church is the only place where the home must connect with. You can fake it at work, but not at church. And so Paul now teaches, he says, why should I do this? All right, here comes the interesting concept. He says, you do it, you endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Why? Because there's only one body. Amen. The builder of the body is Christ.
Yes. Thank you.
The glue of the body is the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Jesus says, I will build my church. That's what he told Peter. And he built his church. But what holds his church together? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit holds his church together. And our submission to the Holy Spirit enables the church to become energized for service. Uh-oh. Watch. Two areas that the Holy Spirit works on. Go to Galatians chapter 5. Two areas that he works on for the body, for the church. Two areas. These two areas. For the church. Remember, Jesus said when he comes, he's going to convince the world of sin. That's his ministry to the world, to let them know that they're on their way to hell, to let them know that they're sin. But for the church, he has a different ministry. Number one, character development. That's it. Galatians chapter 5. The fruit of the Spirit is love. And it manifests itself in joy and peace, long-suffering or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Amen.
All right? These are the primary attributes of a born-again person.
Amen. Amen.
Primary attributes.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Now, the love and the joy. This is the only mathematical one of the nine. Love plus joy equals peace.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That's the only one that has an equation.
Thank you, Lord.
Because love is God, the joy of the Lord is your strength,
yes,
and the peace of God that passes understanding shall guard your or garrison your heart and your mind. So when you walk in love, you have joy, and those two things together equal peace. So a person that's not at peace is either absent or void of love or not realizing joy. Now, joy is not happiness. Happiness is built upon things. Joy is internal. It is joy that we strive for. We strive for joy. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Now, then he goes into the three that are directed towards people. The three that are directed towards people: gentleness, goodness, and long-suffering. That's how you're supposed to act towards me. Now, love, joy, and peace, that's towards God. That's what God gives us. He gives us love, he gives us joy, and he gives us peace. Those three can't come from anywhere but God. But when I have love, joy, and peace flowing in me, then I will be gentle towards you, I will be good towards you, and I will be long-suffering towards you. Now watch. God can't make me long-suffering. It is an act that I portray based on love, joy, and peace. You wait for God to develop people. Paul was so firm in his belief, his conviction of long suffering, that he put it in 1 Corinthians 13. It is important that you demonstrate gentleness. Why? Because God is a gentle God. I know the Bible portrays him as a consuming fire, and I know he's going to throw everybody who's not written in the book of life into the lake of fire, but I think he's going to do it with a certain amount of pain. Doesn't mean he won't do it. It's just God is just not this, he's not this being who stands around looking to beat up on you and thump you every time you do something wrong, or else I wouldn't be here today. And so we demonstrate gentleness and goodness. Now, the last three are the ones that we demonstrate for ourselves. These are selfward. The first three are Godward, the second three are manward, and the third of the nine is for us, and that's faithfulness. We must demonstrate faithfulness, and it's good for you to be faithful. Let me explain faithfulness. It means being on time. It means being trustworthy. It means that you are someone we can count on. Amen. So you're faithful. You're faithful. Meekness, it's something that you demonstrate. It's saying that I'm not going to allow myself to become arrogant. When the Lord uses you, you just walk in that flow and still be you. Be a normal person. You understand? Be a normal person. The anointing doesn't make you strange.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
07516A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote has begun open enrollment for the 2016-2017 school year. Affiliated with the Association of Christian Schools International, this Christ-centered academy prepares children, grades K through 5, for educational excellence. Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote provides a Christ-centered curriculum, a state-of-the-art mobile computer lab, physical education, a STEAM focus on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, music and interactive Spanish classes, as well as before and after school care, and much, much more. The Academy also offers affordable tuition and payment plans, and a 10% discount for all Bethel Deliverance International Church members. To enroll your child or for additional information, call 215-885-2585. Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote. Investing in lives today, ensuring bright futures tomorrow.